Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Thank you, and thank you very much for taking the time to help me. And very quick, ma'am, on March 5th, okay, on March 5th this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. Now, the election for county office will also be on March primary ballot. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting on the March primary? Are you almost certain?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I am positive.
So should I record your answer as almost certain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in the presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state office, but skip voting for city and county office. When you vote on the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local office, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain? Probably?
Yes.
Chance of certain to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, ma'am, can you please tell me just the year where you were born?
The year I was born?
Yes. Just for
1952.
Purpose. Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things are going on the wrong track? To the best of your knowledge, and generally speaking?
That's hard for me to answer. Some things are going very well, and some things are going horribly.
Okay. And for the sake of research, can you pick one? If not, we can move on.
I think we can move on.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Now, please tell me, ma'am,
okay,
which one of these concerns is the most important for you right now in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? I'm going to have a few, and I'm going to read them all real quick. Public safety and crime, jobs and wages, parental rights and education, homelessness, housing affordability, water policy, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructure like roads and bridges. If you have to pick one, I know they're all important.
It's between two. Homelessness and the infrastructure, both.
I understand. But for the sake of the research, like I said, they're all important, ma'am.
I have to pick one.
Yeah, so just for
I'd
the sake
homeless.
Of research.
I would say homelessness.
Homelessness. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience, believe me. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each or one of them as a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person, just let me know so we can move on, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. And Paul Dictos.
Paul Dictos. I've heard of him, but I don't.
Yeah, no opinion.
Paul Dictos.
Yeah.
Paul Dictos. Who's he? I'm talking to my husband.
Okay.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
That's a funny one. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed
to laugh. Okay, then I would say negative because he's a hardcore Republican,
okay,
according
so,
to my husband.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable? Those are two negative
Very
options.
Unfavorable.
Okay. I love your spirit. Now, Steve Brandow. Very unfavorable.
Steve Brandow. I do not like him.
Very unfavorable, then?
Unfavorable, yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden. Same question, same options.
Does it have to be very, or can it be somewhat unfavorable?
It's nothing
or,
less than that. No, he had somewhat unfavorable and very unfavorable. Those are two negative options.
Okay, I will say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And
yeah.
Gary Bredefeld.
Gary Bredefeld.
Yeah. Very
I think
favorable.
He's somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And Gavin Newsom. Same question, same options.
Very, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, moving on. Now, I think
Gavin
about,
Newsom, did you say? What,
yeah,
was
Gavin Newsom.
That last one?
Exactly.
Oh. I would say somewhat unfavorable. Not very.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, moving on. Thinking now
about... I was thinking of that other Gavin...
yeah, there is another Gavin.
Anyway.
Right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district will help today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Borage, Paul Dictus, a CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Gary Bredfeld, a businessman and City Council member, for whom would you vote?
Who was the first one that you said? I don't think I'd ever heard of him.
Bryce Herrera. That's the first one.
What does he do?
It doesn't have what does he do in unrequired to read verbatim, and that's all I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, that always makes me a little suspicious, so I would say no to him.
He's a suspect.
I want to... Really, I think it's important to know what a person does.
I just do, man. But to the best
of in all honesty, right now, I don't know who I would vote for.
Okay,
I haven't heard of Mr. Herrera before.
I understood. Well, if the election would help today, if you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Vice Beretta, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictus, a CPA and County Assessor Recorder, or Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, or Gary Bredfeld, a Businessman and City Council member? Those are the options you have in the ballot. If you had to pick
If I would pick one that would be, and I don't know that much about them to be able to say who would fit this category yet, but
right.
I would pick the one that was slightly liberal.
And I know you want to help
me. And probably a Democrat, but that's not helping me out, huh?
Right. No, you have to pick one. We can move on, man. No worries. There's no right or wrong. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfeld? See, we're going to know more about them. As a Fresno City Council member, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Gary Bredfeld.
He's a Fresno City Council member.
Yeah, I know he is, and I'm trying to think. See, I'm in Palm Springs right now, so I have a hard time thinking about who's who. Gary Bredfeld, Gary Bredfeld. Yeah, okay. I'm going with my husband again.
That's good. Excellent. You're a team. That's the way it's supposed to be. How would you...
Yeah, we're a team. We've been married for 50 years, so yeah, we're a team.
Okay, that's a blessing, man. Believe me, it's a blessing. No. But how would you rate
I would say unfavorable. I would not lean towards Gary Bredfeld.
But the options are excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, poor. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as a county supervisor? Same options.
Steve Brandow.
As a county supervisor. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? The job he's doing right now.
Poor.
Thank you. You got your teammate there.
My husband, I'm telling my husband goes, oh, he's even worse.
I like when you say.
So can you put those on the server?
Okay. Now let me continue. I'm thinking again about the March primary. I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Now, for each one, please tell me, ma'am, if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Now, the first one, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Yeah, I was going to say less.
Okay, so it will be somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Somewhat less likely. Depends on what other things are going on.
Understood.
How that we should get money to run the government.
That's real smart. Okay, now a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings.
More likely.
So much more likely to vote for this kind of a candidate or someone more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less likely. I know that sounds crazy, but
believe me, I'm not here to judge. Somewhat less likely?
I don't like pornography, but I don't think it's a library issue.
I understand.
And I don't think we should tell people what should be in libraries. We choose to check it out.
I understand, ma'am. And should I record your answer as somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay.
I'm not presenting.
I understand. Now, a candidate who's a Democrat, will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate in Fresno County?
More likely. More
much
likely.
More or somewhat more?
Much more. Much more.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents, will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Can you be neutral on it?
No, it says a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Now, will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Slightly more.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. I'm sorry. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno PA. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for
somewhat
this guy.
More likely.
Okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Same question, same options, ma'am.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, okay. And a candidate who's 80 years old. Same options?
80.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's running that's 80?
Like I said, I'm required to revive veterans. In order not to influence your opinion,
okay,
that's all I have.
Okay. Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely for you to vote for that kind of candidate. Now, let's move on. We're going to learn more about the candidates. Now, I'm going to read you statements. I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please, ma'am, if you can tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for that candidate. Now, here's the first one. Steve Brandau currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau had defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars to invest in our neighborhoods. Okay, and now Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Now, after hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, fair, a small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for Mr. Steve Brandau? A small chance or no chance?
No chance.
Oh, no chance.
No
okay.
chance.
I
no
cannot
chance.
Write the rest of it, but I wrote that. No chance.
I know you can't.
No, just kidding.
You can interpret it, right?
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Gary Bredefeld, County, I'm sorry, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Now, Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected. Now, after hearing that information, same question. What will be the chances?
Same answer. Same
no
answer.
Chance.
Not a okay. No. No chance.
Okay. Now, Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder, and he's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayers advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $40 million deficit. Now, Dictus will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for Mr. Paul Dickinson?
A fair chance.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor will hold today, and the candidates was Bryce Herrera, Dion Bortage, and Paul Dictus, and County Assessor Recorder, or Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Gary Bredefeld, a businessman and City Council member, for who would you vote if you had to decide?
Are you have to say it again because I heard all the names. So we begin.
Now, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Bortage, Paul Dictus, a CPA, and County Assessor. Paul Dictus, would that be your answer?
I think so.
Okay.
Was it Paul Dictus that was...
A County Assessor. Yeah, the one I read before that about the homelessness? Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. He would be the one that...
Okay, thank you.
Now, more likely to vote for.
Okay. Let's just finish this up, Ben. Finally, I would like to just ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. And generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
I would say pretty strong. I can say.
Strong. Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you consider yourself? And your husband, of course.
Moderate. I think moderate, too.
Yeah. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, including vocational, technical, or some college, including community college? 4 years of college or postgraduate?
I graduated from college. 4 years.
You have postgraduate.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Is that how? I'm postgraduate. I always say that I'm graduate.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own our home.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Say thank you to your husband, too. And you guys enjoy the rest of the evening, okay, ma'am? Great team.
Okay.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.